Dreaming the Colony, Prelude. Ah, here we are, wild, puppy-eyed in the far flung of us. Like the others, I too fling me sad-eared to the one we talked to and asked for a healing wind in the wants of my needs. Let me have a week, just one, of true work before the precious baby flutters away, leaving me sadder, soul sorely emptied. For I am hungry, hungry. Let me lessen these tiny, creaky heart bones capering under the whispery moon. So I prayed in the help rain one stodgy, mongering morning, and then not far off, before I came here, to the colony, here I am. Day 1. This morning I watched the lozenged, throaty, horse-heavy sun come up. I felt like a done don't in a bandaged wailing. After breakfast, I scurried to the studio, to the tribe home of spiders and wasps, and worked, and the hours made way. And the snakes hang here from the trees in your sleep quietly if you want them to. Ask Robert if you need to borrow fear from, if you have to, for the snakes sneak from the trees to mice and insect in the mist clover, and if they find you, watch out, and the fox skimpers, and the valley breezily flutters like flapping shirts, and I feel like fluted laughing again. Still the night swoops down like hungry stares and swallows. It stalks me shuffling home in a body-bagged loneliness, and I wait with the rest of the pilgrims in the ashen chairs, the fireplace cold. Day 2. Thick clouds awning the mountains. Thunderous boom blames score my hutched heart. Lightning as a coffee club clusters in the morning before their art gets hugely done. I'm excited too, but still I think of my hurt donned honey wife I did and think of me before the summer gods decree our time is over. Remember me as I remember you, my love. In the studio, I blizzard work until poem mother says, haven't you cleaned your plate of a page yet? Well, haven't you? Go sit with the squawkers. Isn't it time to? I'm tired now, tired. Please, please, I've not squeezed empty, I say. I don't want to simp and tuck my heart black yet. But she makes me truck-faced into the quickening afternoon. She's finished her tinkering me today, and I'm finny from sitting with his thinking cap on and my hands on this capsized keyboard of a bobbing tub of words. After dinner, after the walkers have gone their ways, I stray under the piss-pot moon to where my teacher sits in the sumac waiting. Tell me, kestreled Cardinal Bright, I ask, if I die right now, before the backhoes and plow spindle me other the underground, can I say I've groped right, sweetly and honest on this earth? Cardinal looks right and left out of leaf shadows. No. Then flies over the mother red barn a stubbled field away. Day 3. Comes the coffee clap of awake, and the hot day's needling light pricks me stupid, saying, I'm here. 7 hours in the studio clambers by, and I wait out, punk-faced finally, under fern trees, hundreds of lines and pennies richer. Dinner comes in this middle time in a colony's day, as it comes to all the fleers here finally. Afterward, the tavern man takes his tennis racket and wickets, watching as a black snake lengthens from the ash tree like a lacy horizon. Then we walk around and artists talk about paying dues. Merchants think us queer to do so. And after going bloated-eyed and slop-faced from ping-pong happiness, there's sleep after yet another day at the colony. Here I am. Day 4. In the hug-taut air, along the flourishing mist on the mouse-cobbled way, I climb the pink picket castle and look across the highway of lunging cars and turreted trucks to the thimble steeples of the outside world. I look back at the tined ford of river happiness that flowers this place around, and then at the lake where the brother died, at his flooded ghost who sits along the bank lifting his sheet at me. I'll leave this place soon, too, I assure him. At lunch, we talk about last night's movie, about the pretty pin woman and the adventurous men, their life of kill triumph, these Spanish dolls kissing in satin capes. I like the woman who fixed on the matador's bones until she punctured him where his spirit ended. And so all endings come whether we wait or not. Coming home from a swim, I hear the hated words of the outside news. Myanmar is a poor pool of a country hurt, the report seizures. Light let the people rule, but the generals colded in the her, the people's leader, as the bells played and the century's flame burned slowly down like the afternoons. In the studio, I take hold of my tongued beard and trill the purple woods one more time in this place where the looms of flowers join and the skulls grin. My time at the colony has almost ended. I'm thinking of winter now and the thin branches outside my window, how they witch broom across the early morning moon. Like them, I hold open my hands, and these few words, tenuous as wisps of clouds, trailing bits of night leavings, I proffer to you. You who are the stay-heres, and the leave-soons, and the ones who can't and ever leaf away. May whatever true work you do, flower in the hush our bodies arc towards, in their ending, greenly growing, serenely sweet.